Yeah, well, I mean, they're not the only ones. Everybody, you know, pretty much has a, you know, it's one place where government does it better, you know. You don't want to bring private industry in the first responder communications. But, so I think it serves the need. We've never missed a beat. We build it, you know, to be hardened and to survive, you know, any foreseeable problem. You know, now, you know, we have our own pains that we try to mitigate, and that's, you know, when we need parts and equipment and stuff like that, you know, we're beholden, you know, so to someone. You know, if all of our equipment was, now we don't, we deal with Motorola, there's a reason for that, but if all of our stuff was, you know, through QI or whoever it was, all of our infrastructure, well then we just have a different stick, or I should say it'd be the other eye they could poke out. But luckily, you know, so far we don't have that, but still, there's still some of that, because even the Motorola stuff, you know, a lot of the, you know, we're not producing a lot of the electronics here, so it's not like they're, come on, squirrel, damn it. I mean, squirrel dancing in front of my car, it's like he wants to get ran over. But anyhow, so, you know, there's always some vulnerability, you know, and you got to try to mitigate it best you can.